Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start the new perek. A little bit of a connection to what we already began to learn at the end of the first perek. Abo Mechusrei Kaporo. Okay, so Mechusrei Kaporo up until now was categorized as people that bring a korban, where the main function of the korban is to give them tahara rather than for a chet. And that's how Rashi also teaches it. If you look at the first Rashi in the perek, Mevi'in chatos, v'loyal chet, elo lecho b'kodshim. It's not for any particular chet, elo lecho b'kodshim. So the Mishnah says, V'arboah, then there's another four that we're going to learn about, Mezvi'in al-azogim kishkogo, that bring a korban even on a mezid. Okay, that's going to be the next Mishnah. So now the Mishnah lists Ve'ilein mechusrei kaporo, Hazov v'hazovo v'yoledes v'hametzora. So these four obviously has nothing to do with a chet, and the only purpose of the chatas is to make them toho, to be able to eat kosher. Rebbe Elazar ben Yankif Eimel, Ger mechusrei kaporo ad sheyizrei kol avadam. And Nozir liyenei taglachtei tumosel. And the Nozir is also a mechusrei kaporo until he brings the korban that permits him to drink wine, cut his hair, and be metamei lemeisa. Okay, so that last piece is just again giving a nozer a similar din to mechusrei kaporo, because the nozer also is bringing a chatas, bringing a korban that's not there for kaporo, but it's there to give him a status change, a new status, that till now he wasn't allowed to eat a drink or eat grape or wine products. He wasn't metamei lemeisim, he couldn't cut his hair, and now his status changes. Okay, so the Gemara first goes into the minyan. Maishka zov is zov, demanon betrayim. Why do we count zov and zov as two? And mitzera, we don't count as two. Vizov, aloy mitame, elamai, what's the reason why we count it as two? Because they're cholok betumah. There's different halachas of the tumah. A zov is not mitame bo'inis, he's only mitame with a re'ir that he saw from a re'ir's taiva. And a zova is loy mitame b'riyas kibiyamah. A zova has to have separate day sightings. She has separate riyas during one day. It's not called a separate riyah. Whereas for a male it is. Says the Gemara, Tanya tola kosev is a zocha b'riyas. By a zocha, the main thing depends on the riyah, on the sighting, not on the days. V'esanakeva b'yamim. V'zova metame b'oynis, v'loy metame b'riyas kibiyamim. And a zova is metame b'oynis, meaning even if she saw the riyah, not connected to anything else. Ask the Gemara, so mitzera mitzeras, nami chalukim betumas. So we should really count five mechusrei kapora, mitzera mitzeras also. Because a mitzera has additional dinim. Mitzera tam priu frima, he has to go ahead and let his hair grow and tear his garments. Dichsiv begodav yufrumim v'roshi yeparua. And he's also betash mishamita. And a woman, a mitzorah, says, ain't a tuna priyofrima. The time that the Yishvi Isha, I mean, I ain't shawem about tzorua, I can't shnaim, come out on the ish. Not go out cause of me in shoma, only in shoma, to tell you, ish pregay ufer, and bafka male has to let his hair grow and cut his clothing, but in the isha peras of Ramas. Umutels betash mishamita, because it says, v'yosha michutz lo'ala, yishivas yomim, v'loim michutz lo'ala. So she's allowed to have tashmish. Hilkach, nemninon, betrein. Let's count it two. Just like zov and zova, two. Let's count mitzera and mitzeras as two. Says the Gemara, no, zov and zova ikut tum osam chaluk. The tumah is different. And mitzera and mitzeras ain't ikut tum osam chaluk. Haikikris, vaikikris. Okay, so basically the Gemara really is flowing with the whole din of mechusa kapara, because the main nekuda of mechusa kapara is that it's metar you from a particular tumah. So if the tumah is the same, we don't count it as a separate case, even though the hilchus mitzvah and hilchus mitzvahs are very different. But since the chalois tumah is the same, it's not counted as a separate mechusa kapara. Now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Ger is a mechusa kapar. Ask the Gemara, the Tanakama, my time eloi ton. Why doesn't our Tanakama also count the Ger as a mechusa kapar? Says the Gemara, ki ktoni, midam de mishri lemecho bekotcha. We only count something which is coming to permit you to eat kotcha. Ger kiko maisi korban lachshure nafshe lemeo bakol. Or ger, he brings a korban for a different reason. He brings a korban lemish to permit him love bakol. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara's answer is very vague, very very vague answer. What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean that really a ger is a mechusa kapar? Because the fact is, until he brings a korban, he can't eat kotchim. See, he really is a mechusa kapar. But our Mishnah doesn't list what individuals that the kapar is doing more than just matter them to eat kotchim. Our Mishnah doesn't list that. Our Mishnah only lists people that are limited. Really, a ger is a mechusa kapara till he brings a korban. And Taka, if he would eat kotchim before, he would have the same isra as a mechusa kapara. Just happens to be that our, just like we said in the last Gemara, that we didn't count man and woman separate for whatever reason. The Tana didn't count them separately by Mitzvah. So the Tana also didn't count this. So if you look at the beginning of the Masechta, that's how Tosfos learns our Gemara. Tosfos learns that in fact a ger is a mechusa kapar. That's what Tosfos says. If you look at Tosfos in the beginning of the Masechta, stav beis amid beis. Tosfos there is on the bottom of the daf. La fukem de Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, la kamon, the perik beis, kaoma de rabbonon, lo tonulu le ger, mishum de ger, ki kamaisi, le meo bakolu de maisi. Alme, le rabbonon nami ger havi mechusa kapora. So Tosfos says that the way he understands the Gemara is that the Gemara is not choizer from that. The Gemara agrees that a ger is a mechusa kapora. For hod kaoma, Lafuke Kiloima Deloy Ayribo. The Tana's not talking about that. Kyagamna Beresh Bavakama Ul Kamon Minyon Mastitul Mutter. Okay, fine. That's the Tosfos Shita. So Tosfos in fact holds that a ger is a mechusa kapar. Hitak is a mechusa kapar. Happens to be he has additional issues. He has additional issues. Now, really, Tosfos is very difficult. And this is what Mishol was saying. Mishol says, Aglat Asfora, we have to bring it out publicly. Pursume Nisa. L'chayra, it is a Pella. Because the Gemara says, Ma'isi Korban, the Gemara says, L'achshuri nafshi l'meo b'kol. The Gemara says that we're that you're permitting him lovely bakal. The Gemara seems to be saying that a goy, until he brings a call, he's a goy. That's what you're trying to say, right? He's a goy. So what do you mean he's a mechusa kapara? This is part of his games. If he doesn't bring a call, he's also bevas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Now if you look in the Rambam, we have here in Mechusa Kapara, and Rambam says clearly There's two Rambams, really. There's one Rambam over here. First, he lists our Mishnah. Abo heim anikroim mechusrei kapara. He says there are four that are called mechusrei kapara, and he says azov yeled, azov mitzrayim. Fine. Then he says lama nikru mechusrei kapara. Kol echad mehem af al pi shemitar metumasa v'tav harushim sheyadayin chosa. V'loy gomro torosay kedei lechol bekotshim asher yovi korbona. Kodim sheyovi kaparosay asher lechol bekotshim. Kamo shebi'arnu b'sulei hamikdash. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis, the Rambam explains our Gemara. Gel shemol v'tovel v'adayin lo hevi korbonoi, af al pi shehu osu lecho b'kotshim at sheyovi korbonoi, einoi mi mechusrei kapara. He's not a mechusrei kapara. Why? Shekorbonoi okvoi liya yisger gomor. The korban is stopping him from being a ger gomor. He's not a ger. The liya is kikol kishrei yisrael. He's not a kosher Jew. Meaning, l'chayr, what the Rambam means is this has nothing to do with mechusrei kapara. So it's not just that the Tana is not listing it. That's not what the Rambam is saying. It's not just that the Tana is not listing it. What the Rambam is saying is that he's not a mechusrei kapara at all. Because there's nothing to do with mechusrei kapara. The korban is making him a Jew. Once he's a Jew, he can eat kosh, like any Jew. That's what he means, l'chor. The kivon sheyovi kaparosoi, the yaseh yisroel kosher. Once he'll bring a korban and become a real Jew, a kosher Jew, oichel b'kotshim. That's it. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam here seems to say that he is an incomplete Jew without the kol, which really sounds like what our Gemara says. The lashon of our Gemara is that he's bringing a korban to become mutter lovei b'kol. That's the way the Gemara reads. The way the Gemara reads is that a ger is also lovei b'kol. Now, if you look here in Rabbeinu Gershon, he also reads that way. It's not found on this daf. The next daf, Tesamid Beis, the bottom of the Rabbeinu Gershon, the bottom of the daf, Rabbi Lezer Sovar Ger Maisi Korban Bein Lach Shurei Lameo B'Kohol U Bein Lach Shurei Lameo B'Kotchen. Very, very interesting. Rabbeinu Gershon learns it would be easier to learn that there's a very clear cut. This would be the easiest way to learn the Gemara. The easiest way to learn the Gemara would be like this. Geiris. According to Rabbi Lezer, Geiris is completed with Milah and Tfilah. This would be an elementary way to learn easy. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Ger does Milah and Tfilah, he's a Jew. Now there's a din. He's not allowed to eat kotshim. For that he needs to bring a korban. That's why Rabbi Lezer considers a Ger a mechusrei kapara. That would be easy. That's the way you learn Rebbe Lezer. The Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim hold that the Korban is part of the Geiris. And therefore they say, listen, it's not a mechusrei kapara. He's not a Jew. Once you bring a Korban, you become a Jew. Until you bring a Korban, you're not a Jew. That would be the easy way, Geshmak, to learn the Gemara. Rabbi Negesh is pulling the rug out of our feet. The Rambam possibly could learn that way. Although I'll show you in the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, it's not that way, but the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, you'd be able to learn that way. And the Rambam is saying, according to us, the korban is part of the geiris, and because the korban is part of the geiris, it's not a mechusrei kapara. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's not part of the geiris. The korban is there to permit him to eat kosher. Fine. No problem. That would be easy. Rabbi Gershon is just making sure that we don't make that mistake and get away easy. He's saying, don't think that Rebbe Lezer holds that the carbon is not part of the Geirus. It is part of the Geirus. He says, if you read his words, Rebbe Lezer sova agar maisi carbon bein lach shuri lamei bakol u bein lach shuri lamei chobakot. Very strange. What a chachamim hold. Chachamim hold, it's only lach shuri bakol. So then, why doesn't Rebbe Lezer agree to the Chachamim that he's not a mechusa kapora? He's not a full Jew. Now, maybe first, well, there's definitely halacha consequences for us calling him lachshuri lavi bakol. There are serious consequences. If you look, you look at the Shita Mukubetzes by us. Let's take a look at the Shita Mukubetzes. Then I'll get to your Shaila David. You look at the Shita Mukubetzes. Shita Mukubetzes says as follows. He says, Shehu poisel bibiyosoy. This is in the Chidushim of the Shita Mukubetzes. The Shita here sends you to his Chidush. The Shita Mukubetzes is telling us that if you have a ger, that's Magaya, and he doesn't bring a korban, and then he has a relationship with a Jewish woman, that woman is like no different than a woman that lived with a goy, and she's pasul l'koyim. So the Shita Mukubetzes is telling us, for sure there's consequences by us calling it this. Now, David is right. According to Rabbeinu Gershon way of learning, if you don't learn like Rabbeinu Gershon, you could say, of course, the Gemara now is very busy trying to get a handle on this, because if he's a mechusa kapora, it's another way of saying he's a kosher Jew. He's just a mechusa kapora. Right? Meaning, if you learn like Rabbi Lezer, he's a kosher Jew, he just has a problem with kosher. And if you learn like the Chachamim, he's not a kosher Jew at all. And he passes. It's very negative. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Gershon, L'chaira David has a good point. If you learn like Rabbeinu Gershon, that according to the Chachamim, he's not really a Jew yet. And the way the Rambam tells us what that means is, that's why he can't have kosher anyway. Because he's not a Jew. He's like a goy. A goy can't eat kosher. So too he. So if that's the case, then really there's no real difference. It's a briskish shaila. Right? Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov goes, M'chus kapor? And the Chachamim go, it's a shegetz. But they both say you can't eat kosher till you bring the korban. And they both say you can't marry a Jewish woman till you bring the korban. So they're both saying the same thing. It's mamash a shaila of what you tell the guy. Bista goy, bista m'chus kapor. But you're coming out with the same psak halacha. L'chaira, according to Ben Yaakov. But not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'm going to tell you, I have a simple chilik in halacha between Rabbeinu Gershon and potentially learning any other way but Rabbeinu Gershon's way of learning. And that is, as we go to the end of the sugya, the Gemara goes now into ger. The Gemara says like this. First, look at the top of Yutessam and Aleph. The Gemara says, a couple of lines down, Talmud Loimar, six lines down from the top, Talmud Loimar, Kochem, Koger, Yil, Ochem, Ekshesiv, L'korban Eisechem, Rebbe Yoyme, Kochem, Ka'av Eisechem, Ma'av Eisechem, Lo'y Nechnesu, Lebris, Elo, Bemilo, Utfilo, Va'atzaz, Domim, very black and white. Clearly the Gemara is saying it's part of the Geirus, which by the way sounds very much like Rabbeinu Gersh, because the Gemara doesn't say this is a machlekes. This is a limud, kochem ka avoseichem, ma avoseichem lo nichnesu lebris, elo b'milo v'tfilo v'atzaz damim. So you also. Now, Go down to the last Gemara, where the Gemara again talks about the tefillah and dam. And the Gemara says, Vayikach Moshe, the fourth wide line, Vayikach Moshe, Chatzi Adam, Vayizroik Alaom, right? Vein Azor Beloi Tefillah. Elameyata asked the Gemara, Ha'ivna, what happens today? Today we don't have karbonos. So L'chaira, based on what we learned, today there should be no such thing as a ger. The Gemara says no. Ha'idna the lack of korban loy nekabel gerim. Omar Rav Acha v'yankif. V'chiyogu itchem ger asher b'seichechem. There's a ribui. There's a new ribui that you can accept the ger b'zman hazeh. Right? And now the Gemara goes in whether he even has to separate money for a korban. Does he any kind of chiv? That's that. So, Bizman Azeh when Makabel gave him without a kol. And what happened to the problem that he's also lovely Bakal? Right? Teretz is somehow, like Yidl is saying, it's Xeris Akos, L'chur. Now when it's your Shaila, Beis HaMidosh gets rebuilt, you have 100,000 gerim. They want to eat kotchim. That is a huge chiluk. Rebbe Lezer, who said that a ger is a mechusa kapora. So it's true, we have a ribui that you can accept him as a convert, but he still can't eat kotchim. He's going to have to wait to bring a mechusa kapora to be able, like anybody else, like a Zov. He'll be online with the Zov and the Zova and the Mitzeras. And he'll be online waiting to bring a Kol. According, if you learn like the Chachomim, that the reason why the Ger can't eat Kodshim is not because he's a Mechusek HaPor. It's because his Geiris is incomplete. But if he was converted at a time where that was not part of the process, so he's a convert. Just like he's mutter lovi b'kol, he's mutter b'kach. That's what should be. Unless you learn very, very creatively, which is to say that the Rambam doesn't hold like the Shita Mukubetzis. See, once I have a Shita Mukubetzis, I want to learn that way, even though Chazanish wants to say a very big Kiddush. Chazanish wants to say, you see, because the whole difficulty here is, so how do we accept Gerim today if in fact it's part of the conversion process? It's true there's a Pasuk. But how do you learn the Pasuk? He's not doing the Gerim. It's very difficult to learn. The Chazon Ish has a very creative way to learn. The Chazon Ish learns that even according to the Chachamim, he also is only lacking Kotchim. That's all he's lacking. That means the Chazon Ish is learning that even according to the Rambam, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're Mekabel Ager, and he did Mila, and he did Tefila, the only thing is, he didn't bring the Korban. So the Chachamim say he's still a Posel guy. The Chazon Ish says, you know what he's Posel for? For Kotchim. He's not a full Jew for Kotchim. He's not a Mechusa Kapor. He's Mechusa being a kosher Jew for Kotchim. Right? He's not a Ger Gomer. Just like we're saying, he's not a Ger Gomer to get married, according to the Shita Mukubetzis. He's not a Ger Gomer. He's not allowed to get married. So according to the Chazon Ish, when we say he's not a Ger Gomer, he's not a Ger Gomer for Achilas Kotchim. He's not a Gergom. I have two problems with this Chazon Ish. First of all, the Lashon HaGemara by us is like Shurei Lovei Bakol. Well, actually, the Lashon HaGemara is a little different. Lemeyal Bakol. Like Shurei Nafshe Lemeyal Bakol. So I will tell you that there's a fascinating Meshech Chochma, which is Mashma learns very similar to the Chazon Ish. Now I'm telling you now, the Shita Mugabetzis doesn't tolerate the Pshat of the Chazanish. Because the Shita Mugabetzis clearly states that not only Shita Mugabetzis, I hold Rabbeinu Gershon also is not like the Chazanish. Because if the Chazanish would be right, then what does the Shita Mugabetzis say that according to Rabbi Lezer, he's a Mechusa Kapora, it's Matarim Teeth Kotchim, and it's also Matarim Lovei Bakol. According to the Chazon Ish, it's one thing. You know what I mean? It's one, there is no other thing. That's all there is. So the Rabbeinu Gershon, Zichor Rabbeinu Gershon and the Shita Mukubetzes are not like the Chazon Ish. I have another reason why I don't feel that the Rambam is going like the Chazon Ish, and again, the Pashtus of our Sugya. Lamea Lovei Bakol. Because the second Rambam that we brought down here in Isurei Bia, the Rambam also brings the same thing. V'chein l'doiris k'sheyirtza akum l'ikonis l'bris u'l'istoifev tachas kanfei ha'shchina. Okay? V'yakabal olavol toira tzorich milo u'tfilo v'atzaz kom. Now this Rambam, the Rambam over here in Mechusa Kapara can tolerate the Chazon Ish's pshat. Okay? But the Rambam in Isurei Bia doesn't. Because Rambam in Isurei Bia is all the halachas that relate to conversion regarding Yichus Yisrael. You follow what I'm saying? It's the fact that the Rambam brings it down in Isurei Bia as part of the conversion, that in order to be a full Jew, you have to have such a conversion, that eliminates L'chayre the Chazon Ish's way of learning. I believe that the Chazon Ish knew what I'm saying too. First, I believe. He definitely did. And I think that's why he added one knech. He said that, and according to the Chachomim, even though there won't be an Isser Goy, but you're not a Yisrael Meyuchas. Just like we find, let's say, a Ben Nida. There's some Pagam in the Yichas. He's not Osel Ovei Bakol. There's some Pagam. So there's some Pagam here. The Chazon Ish is mamish splitting hairs. There's somewhat of a pagam for him. Loved, he's mutter. I mean, there's no issue. There's no lav on him. He's a convert. There's no lav, but he's missing a little bit in his kedushas Yisrael, which in a practical way prohibits him from eating kachu, and in a symbolic way holds him back from being a Yisrael miyuchas. So if somebody reads you a shidduch, and they say, you have this guy, he's a girl, but he's epis, he's missing his korbanos, he's a feltim in Yisrael Meyuchas. Again, the fact that the Rambam brings it down in Isurei Bia is very, very indicative that it is it's a pastos, like the Shita Mukubetzis, like Rabbeinu Gershon, that there's a problem, Lovei Bakol. There's a real problem here for the girl, Lovei Bakol. We have to then qualify. So why Taka? What's Pshat and Geiris Bizman Hazeh? Taka Shver.
Isn't it much like this Rambam that like the Chazon Ish?
Why don't you leave it well enough today, Michel? You have one for one today. What are you?
Rambam says Geir Baba Kekshera Yisrael. I thought the great Rambam in Mechusa Kapora, he has Shaifus to Yishka. He is Epis of Shpikol Agi. He's not.
He's not Kechol K'shei Yisrael.
Yes, but he is, but he is K'shei Yisrael with Nezer in Earth, but what do I need to
K'shei Yisrael?
He's a
Goy Gomer, I'm saying. Nobody, Chas V'Shalom Yisrael, nobody's calling him a Ger Gomer. But just like an Eved, the Rambam writes in Ulchus Yisurei Bia, that an Eved, Yotzo Mechlal Ben Noyach, Ulechlal Yisrael Loi Nichnas. And that's a achsup to yichus. There's an isur da reise for somebody, no, to live with an eved. A bas Yisrael has an isur da reise to live with an eved.
So Rambam saying he's done it to an eved?
I'm not saying what. All I'm telling you is that the Rambam says that he's not a kosher yid. The Gemara says, Mishol, the Gemara says he needs to be machsher himself with male bakal. That's a Gemara. A very hard time getting around the Gemara. The Gemara uses that lashon. The Or Sameach has a very, very creative approach. And the Or Sameach says, I'll read you the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is found in Parshas Ba'alo Yisro. What? This week's Parsha. The Or Sameach says like this. He says, Da, ki bekobonois yochid, says the Meshech Chochmah, hatzitz meratze al tumas adam v'achelev. We find that the tzitz is meratze on tumas dam and chelev, says the Meshech Chochmah. And then he says like this, if you look at the tar of the tumas tzitz, that the tzitz is meratze, it says, that's what he says. He says, I will go in. If a goy brings a korban that's tomei, the tzitz will not be meratzen. Because the pasuk says, kochem v'kager, only for you and the ger. Says the Meshech Chochmah, v'nire, he says, calls man shaloi hikriv korbonoi till he brings his korban, enoi bichlau ritzui tzitz. The havi korbonoi stov ki korbonoi is aku. Sheina tzitz merat. So the chazanish, fascinating chazanish, but it gives the Meshech Chochmah, but it would give some light to the chazanish's approach. The way I see the Chazon Ish, the Meshech Chochmah is learning, which would give light on the Chazon Ish, is that the Meshech Chochmah is learning, the Klal Yisrael are called a Kahal, right? But the Kahal has different halachas. You could be in the group, it's like you have a membership, right? So you could be part of a group, and they have a standard member, they have a platinum member, they have a gold member, or whatever, maybe platinum is above gold, I'm sorry, I apologize. And each one is another club. So you could be in the club for level one, but you're not in the club for level two or level three. So that clearly, we don't need the Meshech Chochmah to tell us that. That's clearly the case. Because all the Psulei Kohol are part of the Kahal Hashem. They're just not in the Kohol for chasnas, right? And that's the whole mission in the fourth parak in kedushin. Asor yuchsin hein. And each group, that means you are in the kahal Yisrael, but as far as chasnas is concerned, you're not in the kahal, right? You're part of the kahal gerim. So let's say a mamzer, lamash, right? So a mamzer is not allowed to marry any Yisrael. He can't marry Yisrael. But he could marry somebody who's not from Yisrael. Part of that group. Right? A ger is mutter to marry both the Yisrael kosher and a mamza. Okay? So what does that mean? The ger is part of the group, part of the bigger group. Okay? The ger is also l'kohenis. That's another group. So you have different tiers. Okay, but it could, for certain dinim you're included, right? So what the Meshech Chochmah's idea is that there's a group kahal l'gabi kotshim, just like there's a kahal l'gabi marriage, there's a kahal l'gabi kotshim. That's another kahal, and a ger till he brings his korbanos kahal kotshim, he's not included. See, he doesn't get the ritzui tzitz either.
That's the only restriction
going to he doesn't get. He can't eat kachim. He's like a goy.
Any other restrictions?
Sure, he can't bring a shlomim. He is like a Gentile when it comes to kachim. That's all. There's a kahal gabi kachim. So if the Torah wouldn't have said a word about a mamzer, if the Torah would have just said gerus, so any Jew would be able to marry any Jew. Yeah? But the Torah created a kahal. It said, no, Lagabi Yuchsin, there's a kahal, and some people, even though they're part of the broader kahal, you're not allowed to marry them. So now there's a kahal kotchim. This kahal kotchim. And that kahal kotchim, this ger, until he brings kobonos, he's not part of the kahal kotchim. What I'm saying is that according to this explanation, the Meshech Chochmah, then it would work in our Gemara. Again, I'm not telling you it's not a chiddush. I think it's a gewaldige chiddush. But the Dvinsky Rav can say big chiddush. But then it fits in our Gemara. Because then at least we could say, Lameo Bakal, the Kahal of Kotchim. There's a new Kahal. And the Kahal of Kotchim, so it is part of the conversion. It's a conversion. It's something lacking in the conversion, but it's very nicely, like Michelle was bothered with, what are you missing? What are you? Are you like an Eved? What do you like? Here it's a very clear cut. You could slice it with a knife. Lagabi Kotchim, you're not in the Kahal. Okay. Of course it works. According to this way of learning, like the Chazon Ish says, you Makadosh and Ish, of course the Kiddush should work. It's a regular Jew.
Isn't this mashman the Rambam's words, everything Rosh Hashim is saying now, isn't this mashman the Rambam's words, you could share your soul, your Gomorrah, and that's the only restriction, is the Mechutzah Kapara, the Gandhi quote. That seems to be what the Rambam is screaming. The words are a mashman like that, that's the only restriction.
You know what you're looking at? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? A Rambam, right? In which halachas? So what do you want to talk about? Ishus? Yayin Nesach? So the Rambam in Mechutzei Kapara says this halacha. Gradin Yisurei Bia, he also tells us, by the way, he doesn't nichnas to bris except for these three things. What happens if a ger is marvelous tov al mishal? I can't hear you, all of a sudden you're quiet. Marvelous tov al. Why?
Why? Because that's a chelik of the geirus.
Why? Why? You know why? Because there's a Rambam in Yisurei Bia that says b'shloisha dvarim nichnesu aviseinu lebris v'chein ledoiras. Does the Rambam by you in Yisurei Bia say any distinction between the korbonos and the tefillah? You want to read that? What? Now all of a sudden you're quiet. This is the Rambam. In Mechutzei Kapara he's talking about kotchim. So there he talks about eating kotchim. He's not a kosher Yisrael. Over here, in Yisurei Bia, the Rambam says, a ger becomes a ger in these three things. Can he marry a Jewish woman without mila? No. Can he marry a Jewish woman without tefillah? No. So why should he be able to marry a Jewish woman without a kob? It makes no sense. Why should he be able to marry a Jewish woman? I think the svara is v'nahapachu. I think the svara is fakert. That without having a kob, if it's part of the geiris, if it's not part of the geiris, I don't have an issue with it. But the Rambam in Yisurei Bia lists it v'chein l'doiris k'shiyirtza ha'akum l'ikoneis l'bris can't get more clear than that. So I don't know what you mean by mashma from the Rambam. The Rambam is black and white.
Because he says you call Shayri Yisrael, mashma this episode of the day over here, mashma over here, it's nothing.
What's nothing?
By a Surah Bia, if he doesn't have the three things the Rambam says, he's like, I'm going.
And what are those three things? And Kol, exactly. Okay, so what I'm telling you is, I'm not learning like the Osameach. I'm just bringing in the Osameach to tell you that according to the Osameach, we can bridge the gap between the words of our Gemara and the Chazon Ish's Pshat. It could go together. The Gemara uses the Loshon Lachshul Lameal Lakol. The Gemara says he comes up Lameo Lakohol, and at the same time, the Gemara says, the Chazon Ish is saying, he's already really a full Jew. So I'm saying he's a full Jew, but he's not part of the Kahal Kochim. That's what I'm telling you, according to the Chazon Ish. It's not mashma like that in the Rambam or in the Gemara. It's just it's a possible approach. All I'm saying is, without the Sosamech, I see no light in learning that way. B'chlal, I don't know how it fits into our Gemara at all. With the Meshechochma, I see a way to bridge the gap with our Gemara. I see a way to do it. We can work our way through it. So the question is, how l'maisa do we learn? So if we look at the Me'iri, which we brought down here, the Me'iri says, the Me'iri really struggles what we were struggling with. What is this Geiris today? How does the Geiris today work? If you need a Korban, so then what's going on today? What kind of Geir are you without the Korban? Again, assuming that it's a real thing, it's not just for Kochim, it's a real issue. So the Me'iri says as follows, if you look right in the middle of that piece, first he goes through Bizman HaMikdash. That's the beginning of the piece. And then, in the middle, he says as follows, the Imkain, towards the bottom of the Me'iri, the Imkain, Afager Kishabol His Gayer. You got it? Sorich L'Shloshton. You need both. You need all three. And then he explains. To Achshav, She'ein Korban. What about today? There's no Korban. So he tries to clarify it. He doesn't just quote our Gemara. He tries to give clarity. He says, the Achshav, She'ein Korban, his Bayer Shom, talking about our Gemara, She'dayoi B'milo Tvila. It's enough to have milu tefillah. And now here's where the clincher is. Comes the Me'iri and he says, Sha'af pa'oysa izman. Even in the time of the when Klaiso became Gerim, in the time of the Midbar, B'nei Levi, Shekfar Molu, Nichnesu lebris ha'toira betefillah. Kedim b'nei Noach, Shemolu bol izgayel, Shein tzrichim elo tefillah. He says, it shouldn't bother you. Shouldn't bother you. The fact that there's no Korban. It's okay, because today there is no Korban. Just like the Levim, that they already did the Bris in Mitzrayim. So they never did a new Bris for Geiris. So what? It's okay. It's not pop. It wasn't Shaykh to them anymore. He says, the same thing, woman. Ukidin Moshim. The Hecha, the Efshar, Efshar. Me'ato Ger Shabol is Gai Umov Voloi Tov Voloi Tov Voloi Mov Eniklum. So basically, what the Me'iri is saying is precisely not like what Mishol was trying to say, right? The Me'iri is saying, really, Milo, Tfila, and Atzos Domim are the same. But just like when Milo is not Shayach, so it's okay. The same thing when Korban is not Shayach, it's okay. That's what the Me'iri is trying to say. The Mila also, then, the Levim, they did the Mila before. Now the obvious question on the Me'iri is, what's the analogy here?
They were
Mol. So they weren't doing it then, but they were Mol. What's his analogy, B'chlal? And it's obvious that the Me'iri himself realizes it's not the same, because if it's the same, then how does the Me'iri learn our Gemara? Why does our Gemara ask, Bizman Azel Loi Mekabel Gerim? What do you mean? Maybe we shouldn't be Mekabel Noshim because they can't do Mila? The Gemara doesn't ask such a kasha. Right? Because the Torah says, because Noshim don't need it. They have it, they don't need it, there's no mitzvah. But yet our Gemara asks that today we shouldn't be Mekabel Gerim because of the Korban. So the Me'iri himself, the text, has to agree that there's a difference. But yet the Me'iri makes this analogy. Just like this, this is also the same. So what's the pshat? So I want to tell you what I think is really pshat here. And it's very sadistic to Allah of Geirus Bechlal. And it will also, Matar, it's the end of our Gemara. Very difficult Gemara, where the Gemara talks about a Ger Toshev. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Ger Toshev. The last couple of lines of our Gemara, Mutar Lasas Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzmoy. Ki Yisrael B'chol Shomoyet. He could do Malacha like on Chol Amoyet. Rebbe Kiva says, Ki Yisrael B'yamtev. He could do Oichol Nefesh. Rebbe Yossi Amr Ger Toshev Oysa B'Shabbos La'atzmoy Ki Yisrael B'chol. He's allowed a mamish to malacha. Shimonai me'echad ger toishav echad evi kichav me'evad v'oma toishav oisim malacha b'shabas l'asman kisrael b'chayel. Okay. So the Gemara here has a shaila. What is the status of the ger toishav on Shabbos? Now ger toishav is no different than any other goy. He's a makabal sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And a regular goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Not only he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. Chayv Misa if he keeps Shabbos. So, and Rashi and Yevomus brings down that a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos, like that Mandama, that a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos. And Rashi very interestingly says that the reason why a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos is Kosins Kalamachal Shabbos. Kilu Oivet Avodah Zorah. So it's like Avodah Zorah. That's what Rashi explains. And since he was Makayim, to stay away from Avodah Zorah, who Adini has to stay away from Chil Shabbos. And that's the sugya that Tosfos alludes to. Tosfos brings on part of Rashi. Pirish Pekuntris, Shekibul Olav Shaloi Lavel Avodah Kichovim. You see Tosfos on the Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil Ger Toshev. U'mechal Shabbos Kevi Kichovim. Toysis, therefore, Toysis rejects Rashi's way of learning. Lamaisa. Toysis learns the Ger Toshev can't do malacha for his master, or he can't do malacha for the. Because he's a boy. But Rashi is telling us that the Ger Toshev, since he was makabel not to worship Avodah Zorah, so he can't be Mechal Shabbos. So, obviously, it's very difficult. Rashi seems to be very difficult. He's a regular boy. He has dinner of a goy l'chol davar. So why would the halacha be that he has to keep Shabbos? It's a famous, very difficult Rashi. Anyway, so I would like to tell you it's like this, and this I think will be give us clarity in our sugya. And may reish Shabbat gemira in this nekuda. What is a ger be'etzem? Right, a ger be'etzem is somebody that is converting to Judaism. What does converting to Judaism mean? Converting to Judaism. So as I've said in the past, I got myself into a lot of hot water when I was asked to speak years ago. This goes back many years ago. I was asked to speak by a convention. And I used to speak every year. There was a convention. It was Yachid Kala. They had every year Yachid Kala. One year, and the condition I made with this organization was whenever I speak, you can't give me your agenda. If you want me to give a shiur, I give a shiur whatever I feel the halacha is. And if it's in zinc with the organization, good. If it's not in zinc with the organization, also good. So they said 100%. So for 3 years it worked beautifully because the way I came out of halacha was not a contradiction with the organization. So it was beautiful. Right? They kept on begging me to come back. And then this year was a conversion year. We're talking about conversion. And this year was the year that the Ne'eman Commission. They made this whole, if you remember, they had this idea of making a conversion where Orthodox rabbis convert. This was in Eretz Yisrael. Orthodox rabbis convert you, but you have a choice. You can either go to a conservative school, or you could go to an Orthodox. There'll be schools that teach you the halachas. So that way the conservative also feel like they have a mamad. You go to their school. And then you convert in a regular rabbinate, a regular Orthodox rabbinate. So I gave a whole shiur on this topic. What I didn't know when I gave the shiur is that the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, who was the one who orchestrated the whole thing, was by the shiur. I would have been a little more sensitive. I would have come out the same way, but I would have been more sensitive in discussing the topic. He was by the shiur and he wasn't very happy. But my maskana was, I said, what is conversion? What does conversion mean? Conversion means that a person is converting to a person who's chayiv now in 613 mitzvahs. So really, if you want to take Geiris and simplify it, you know, you could be a breslovdik about it and say, you're becoming spiritual, you're going to the holy waters, you're becoming a mizdabik, and I'm not arguing with that. It's all beautiful. But I'm talking about halachically. Halachically, a ger, what you're doing is really being makabel an obligation of going from being a human being who's chayev in 7 mitzvahs to a human being who's chayev in 613 mitzvahs. That's a ger. And that's why if a guy says, I'm ready to be Magaya and Makabal on myself, 611 mitzvahs, or 602 mitzvahs, even though he's keeping a lot more mitzvahs than most Jews, we can't take him. Why can't we take him? Why can't he say, listen, I'll still be from the Shem Steyidin. I'll be from your most observant Jews. And the answer is, whether you keep all the 613 or not, Gerim don't keep all 613 either. They're just like all of us. But they're obligated to keep all 613. If they can accept upon themselves not to keep all the 613, that's a problem. If a ger would tell a rav, listen, I'm a kabel tayag, but honestly, I'll tell you, I think I'm not going to be able to keep all of them. That's fine. That's fine. We won't be makabel any ger if we're going to go say, anybody who's going to slip and not be able to keep all of it always, we don't accept. We won't accept anybody. But we Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that is the heft of the Geiris. That is what the Geiris is. And that's why I explained why the Rambam didn't list Kabbalah's mitzvahs as one of the three things that makes you into a Geir. Because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the essence of Geiris. That's like saying, you know, when you the dugma I gave is you Makadosh a woman. So one of the things that make the Kiddushin happen is not you being willing to be her husband. That's what the Kiddushin creates. If somebody says, I have full das to give this ring to the woman and to say I read Mukadeshly. But I don't want to have husband obligations to her. So there's no das Kiddushin. Right? So the tabas is what creates the chiyuve ishus. The tabas creates the chiyuve ishus. That's exactly what Geiris is. Geiris creates, that's what Geiris is. Geiris is, I am converting to an obligated person. That's it. End of story. There's nothing, that's the story. Memela comes Rashi. And Rashi says, what's a ger toshev? A ger toshev is somebody who accepts to do the 7 mitzvahs based on the way a Jew accepts those 7 mitzvahs. In other words, the 7 mitzvahs have a different meaning for a goy than for a Jew. So a Jew who's machal Shabbos, it's like he worships Avodah Zarah. A goy not. But once a ger, his Toshav becomes a ger, and he's makabel to keep Avodah Zarah like a Jew would, now it includes Shabbos. You follow what I'm saying? Now his Avodah Zarah includes Shabbos. A goy taka, just like a goy, according to many, is a lot of half shita. If he could believe in a shtickle yoshke, shtickle, and a little this, but he believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? Because he doesn't have a loyilacha, according to many. Yeah. But now a ger toshav can't believe in shita. Because he's accepting, that's a pshat and rashi. The ger toshav, since he was makabel of a desire on a Jewish level, so it includes Shabbos. That's Geiris. Oh. So maybe you could say very poshut. So these things, Mila, Tvila, and Atzaz Damim, is what triggers the Geiris. It's what triggers the Geiris. Now, the question is it Ma'akev the Geiris? Is Mila, Tvila, and Atzaz Damim Ma'akev the Geiris? That's the question. Is it Ma'akev the Geiris? And the answer is no. Tvila, we have black and white in our Gemara that there's a difference between Mila and Tvila and Korbanos. That's our Gemara's maskana. That there's a Gzeres HaKosov. That today, even though there's no Korbanos, Mekabel the Ger. That means Mila and Tvila are Ma'akev. Bizmana's there. But yet, the Gemara is still saying that Bizmana bias the tefillah was also ma'akev. The kabbalas was also ma'akev to some level. So I want to explain to you what it is, very simple. Every kinyan has to also reflect what the kinyan is accomplishing. Right? So when you do a meshicha, why is meshicha kinyan? It shows bialus. It shows ownership. That's why if you do meshicha in the person's property, it doesn't work. Because pulling Chaim Yankel's horse on his property doesn't show ownership. Pulling Chaim Yankel's horse out of his property, that shows ownership. Every kinyan has to reflect what you're trying to accomplish. Now, so this is exactly what the korban is. The korban is one of the mitzvahs that a ger has to perform when he's makabel geris. Now, if he doesn't do it, okay, so then in the conversion, there's a lack of Kabbalah because there's a mitzvah here that's part of the conversion that he's not doing. That's ma'ak of the geris. That's ma'ak of the geris. Even though the Torah was machshir, a ger bizman hazeh without korbanos, it's very simple. Because bizman hazeh there's no chiyuv to bring a korban. So the lack of bringing the korban is not a stira with your Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But any mitzvah which relates to your actual geiris that you don't do, so you're missing in your Kabbalah's geiris.
But that chiyuv doesn't have to leave the
geiris. No. That's part of the geiris. The korban, hatzaz damim, the ger has a chiyuv to do milah, he has a chiyuv to do tefillah, and he has a chiyuv to do hatzaz damim. He has a chiyuv to bring a korban. Right? And when Mashiach will come, he'll have to bring a korban. Because it's a mitzvah on a ger to bring a korban. He couldn't do it then. That's why the Gemara says he should separate money. When Mashiach will come, he'll bring a korban. So bizman habayis, if until he brings the korban, is missing in his geiris. Because since his geiris in essence is kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the mitzvah which relates to the geiris, if he doesn't do it, he's not showing bialus. He's not showing his yadus. There's a mitzvah here that's part of your geiris that you didn't do. Dozok the meiri, that just like a woman who doesn't do milah, there's nothing lacking in a geiris because that's not one of her mitzvahs. That's what the Meiri is trying to say. It's not lacking. When a Ben Levi didn't do the milah, there was nothing lacking in his geiris because he did it already. He wasn't not doing the bris. The bris was there and it was done already. And the Isha says to Meiri, so that's the chilik. The chilik is the korbanos that the ger brings bizman habayis when it was possible for him to bring it. Now if he doesn't bring it, it's felt in his geiris. Because you can't become a ger when you haven't yet completed your obligations of a geiris. When your whole geiris is, you have to show your intent to accept these obligations. Just like I told you, you can't be koina behem unless you show you want to be a balabos. Right? We find by a get is a safer krisis. Right? So if somebody gives a get to his wife and he leaves a string attached, it's not a maisa gerish. Why? Because the gerish, by definition, is a krisis. If you make it tonight, you don't know that I'm an ashletish tiyayin. So it's not a good get. If you say I'm an ashletish tiyayin loyalam. Why? Because the essence of gerishin is to say for krisis. If you're leaving a string attached. So the ger, if he doesn't complete the mitzvahs that he's chayav to do als ger, he's not a ger. He's not showing geris. So bizman habayis, we say ger, you still have a chayav to bring a kol. I'm not bringing it yet. Okay? Then you haven't yet shown intent to accept your obligations. You haven't even fulfilled your obligations of becoming a ger that the Torah requires from you as a ger. Mashenkim bizman hazeh, that there is no chiyuv to bring a kol. So now everything is gevaldik. So bizman habayis taka, the lack of kol is a chsoron in the geris itself. Because you haven't yet fulfilled your obligations als ger. Bizman hazeh, it's not a chesaron in gerus. And therefore, we're megayrin. When the Beis HaMidosh will be built, Sai according to Rabbi Lezer, or Sai according to the Chachamim, he has to bring a kol. According to Rabbi Lezer, he can't eat kotch until he brings the kol, because he's a mechusa kapora. According to the Chachamim, he has to bring a kol, because part of Mitzvah's Geiris requires a kol, but he can eat kotch. Yisroel chol dov. Can eat kotch. That's it. Okay?